Hey, Manuel.
Hey, Chuck.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, how are you now that you're no longer coach here?
Yeah,
No responsibility to get in here.
I snuck out of that. I snuck out of that one. Yeah.
Yeah, you
No, I
did.
was just my partner's going to retire this year,
Yeah.
so he's there's a lot of traveling he wants to do before he does that, and I would be missing a lot of meetings, so. He always picks the
Yeah,
week. He
I get
always
it.
he just does travel and then tells me the dates. And I'm like, I keep telling you, not the second damn Tuesday in the month. How's work going? Good?
Yeah, everything's going well. I mean, spring is
Good.
just a really busy time, I think, in general. End of year
I
stuff.
can imagine your job is always busy.
Yeah, but even more so in the spring, because we're trying to make sure all these people spend down their money and their contracts, and then we have end of year
Right.
reporting and stuff. So yeah. Hey, Kat. Hey, Kara.
Hey, everyone. Hi, Manuel.
I did want to mention something. I don't know if Mark is going to be on, but the invite that he sent, that he's the organizer of, it every time I click on the link, it doesn't work. It always like invalidates, and I can't edit the invite to put in like Kat's email, for instance. I was able to get in through her that email, and I clicked on the link, but I can't edit the invite, or I'm probably just going to create my own invite. So I can have the right link, because yeah, the one that's in our calendars that has Mark listed is in, like, it doesn't let me connect. It says invalid link.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll check on it. He should be
Okay.
connecting. He's doing it right now.
Cool.
But I'll check to make sure that's the same link.
Okay. I mean, it looks like it's the same when because it's got the 09 at the end, but again, every time I click on the one that Mark sent out, it says invalid link. So I have to, I use Kat's email for the most updated. Hey Mark, just mentioning that invite that you sent out. I don't know if it needs to be updated. I want to try to update it, but I can't usually get in. And it's happened for the last 3 months. Every time I've tried to get in with that link, it says invalid link and it doesn't let me in. So then I have to go and search through my emails for Kira's last email or something. And then I'm usually able to get in that way.
Huh. Kira, are you using the same link?
I just go, my email shows like a banner, so I don't go through the calendar link and I don't go through the email link. It just, I don't know what link it pulls up,
Yeah,
but one of them.
I go through my calendar link. So the same one that Manuel goes through.
It
I
should
still
be, but yeah, it doesn't let me.
I wonder why that is. I'm gonna try to open up my Zoom account now while we wait. This will be a very
What
short meeting, by
about
the way.
okay. Well, what about other people? Chuck, how do you get into this meeting? Do
I just
you
always use the
in calendar invite?
I just always use the latest one, like
The email. Okay.
yeah. And Kat had just sent one, so that's the whatever the latest one is, that's the one I use.
Okay. What about you, Na? How are you able to get in this meeting? Do you use the link in the invite or do you use the link in the last email?
I pull up my calendar. So
It's
I pull up
the
my calendar
invite.
for the day and then I click on that link.
Okay. I'm just mentioning that I don't, every time I click on the one that Mark sent out the invite, it doesn't let me in. It says invalid link. And but then I'll just look for Kira or Kat's last email and then I can usually get in. Zoom stuff.
That's interesting that it works for Na. I was concerned if it only worked for me, but
Yeah.
If it works for Na, then I wonder if it is a problem with the link. TJ, how about you? Do you use a cal Do you like click on the calendar invite, or do you click on an email from Kat or from Kira?
I mean, I've done both, but today I clicked on the calendar.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe it's not a Zoom problem then. Huh. I wonder what it could be though.
I
Let
mean,
me
it looks like
log out.
this. Yeah,
I'm going to
Matt.
log out and then I'll log back in. I used the email from Kat just today, but I'll log out and log back in and see what happens.
Okay, thank you.
Because
Yeah,
I
it
could
looks the
always,
same.
even if it's just only one person, you, Manuel, it doesn't mean that there's still not a fix there. I might just be able to redo the link and send it out to everyone. And then we can see if it then happens again with you, then I think it must be something, maybe a protection thing coming from the city.
Well, I know a while back, Kira, you were like there was some back and forth maybe in the winter of like was do we need to create a new update? And then you were like, I can't edit it because it's Mark's calendar invite. And it was when he was away, I think. What was that about? Was that at all related?
No, that was just
Okay.
the different calendar invites being held by either me or Mark.
Okay, cool. And Matt, you were able to get in through the calendar, it looks like. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm the odd one out, but anyway. But
Could you send an email to your IT and see what might be an issue? Like maybe it's just being blocked some for some reason on your end.
sure.
Oh, I love that shirt, by the way. So off
Thank
topic.
you. Thank you.
Really
I was
cool.
also just
Yeah,
going to
I
create
love that
my own
shirt too.
invite. Thank you. I was also just going to, this is what I do most of the time when links don't work. I just create my own invite and do it. And but I'm glad I brought it up. Hey everyone. Well, I guess we can we go ahead and start, Mark? Should we go ahead? Okay. Does it seem like we have quorum here and everyone? Okay. Cool. Pull up the invite agenda. Okay. So, hi everyone. We're going to do introductions. My name is Manuel Vasquez. I'm the HIV Housing Programs Manager at MoCD, and I am the co-chair for Council Affairs. Chuck?
Chuck Adams, a council member.
TJ?
TJ Lee Miyake, council member. And I have to leave about 3:50 today. I apologize.
It'll probably be a short meeting. Thank you, though. Matt?
Matt Gelmaker, council member.
Nah.
Molly, council member.
Elise.
Hi, I'm a new council member.
Awesome. Kira.
Hi everyone, Kira, council staff.
Kat.
Hi everyone, Kat, council staff.
Mark.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Great. Well, again, welcome everyone. And I just want to do a little quick shout out to Nolly, who has been serving my, as a person's co-chair and helping out whenever I've had unfortunate obligations with my full time. So thank you, Nolly. Just gonna maybe pull up, Kira, if we have the April 9th draft minute, or the March 12th draft minutes. You have those? Okay.
I'll start with the agenda first, since you're
Okay, I get confused on this part. Yeah,
the
sorry. So here's the agenda for today. If this looks good, we'll just vote by consensus. So does anybody have any questions about it? Any changes? No? Great. We'll
No questions, but just wanted to provide some clarification. We are having two presentations at the full council meeting. The other presentation is the Happen annual budget advocacy report. I did reach out to them a couple times and I just didn't get a response. And that's happened in the pa in past years. So I think that's just, unfortunately, is what it is. And so we don't have a presentation from them to review.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. So if no one has any other comments or questions, we'll approve by consensus. Thank you. Now we'll pull up the minutes from the March 12th meeting. Thank you, Kara. Okay. Does anybody have any questions or changes, corrections? No? Great. We'll vote by a consensus for approval. Thank you so much. Now we'll move into announcements. I think we have, so Elise is new, it sounds like. Welcome. Any other
Thank you.
announcements? Yeah. No announcements? Okay. Moving right along, public comment. Don't think we have any today. Okay. And now I guess we'll move into the blueprint update, which is by Facente Consulting. So is that Shelly or Dara? Is she going to be here?
Dara is not going to be here. Unfortunately, neither she
Okay.
nor her co-presenter could be here. So I'm going to go through the slide deck. Of course, I'm neither Dara nor the co-presenter. So
Sure.
there's only level that I could actually answer any questions. But as I told Vicente, I will certainly bring back any kind of questions, comments, feedback, updates that you are requesting, just to and I can share on my site too, just to provide the groundwork. This is just one of our regular updates for something that we've actually voted to approve, for mainly for Elise, since you weren't at the meetings where these were discussed. This is a combined state and local blueprint that has been put together by a consultant named Facenti Consulting that works with DPH quite closely, quite frequently, in collaboration with state and local folks, including the Planning Council. That we've had a number of presentations from them detailing different areas of where interventions, programs, funding services will be going towards, and this is just another one in that sort of long line of updates around our state slash local blueprint. So with that said, I will share screen and do the best as I can to move through the slide deck, and certainly will be taking notes to bring back to folks if you have anything you'd want to add or say. Okay, share screen. All right, let me do a slideshow from the beginning. Well, no, I think if this works for everyone, I might just use this way because it's going to be easier for me to actually take notes. Can you all see? I mean, there's no info there, but can you see that first slide?
Yes.
All right. ETE stands, of course, for In the Epidemics. So here's our recap slide. What is different, I think, about what California is doing is that we are not looking at ETE as ETHE, which is what many other jurisdictions states are doing, which is in the HIV epidemics. We're looking at it as ETE in the epidemics, because we're looking at this as a plan that addresses not just HIV, but HCV and STIs. Also notes that this is part of reaching goals set by HRSA and CDC to have an integrated plan. Those are both actual goals. We cannot be having plans that exist in a vacuum of only HIV prevention and only HIV care. They should be integrated and de-siloed. All right, moving on from the recap. So we'll see here, it's organized around six different areas, six different determinants of health: the racial equity, housing first, health access for all, mental health and substance use, economic justice, and stigma. So we've received past presentations that actually went over all six of these quite in depth. I forget the name of the person who gave that to us, a person who works for the state who also is here locally. If anyone can remember his name, let me know. But he presented those. And we'll see here that it is just basically us what we plan on doing for the next 2 years, next 3 years. Here's the engagement process and the different groups that they actually connected to. You'll see a whole lot of familiar faces, actually familiar places, actually familiar entities. There we go. That's the right word. And we're on there right there with the HIV Community Planning Council. And you'll see right below that that the Council Affairs Committee, i.e., this committee, received sort of a special consideration and was seen as a particular partner as they went over their different goals. Beyond that, of course, they worked with multiple other entities. And Hep C. There actually is an ETE steering committee. They work with SFDPH in multiple ways. They worked with NWELS, HIV Housing Work Group, and Getting to Zero, of course, which was a funding stream that actually preceded ETE. Actually, two different administrations and two different funding streams that are fortunately not siloed. Getting to Zero from the two administrations ago, and ETE from one administration ago. All right, moving on. How was the feedback incorporated? Take a look here. There was some very strong feedback making DoxyPEP part of the blueprint. Now that's an exciting new intervention. The ability to actually receive PEP in a way that is more efficacious. It was a very strong presentation with a lot of discussion when it came to the council, a separate presentation. So it was asked to be incorporated within this particular blueprint. More feedback was around missing accountability strategies. Obviously, that's still in process. That's that yellow highlighted. More info requested on the need for reentry services. That's also in process. And context, which they noted was addressed in the EPI section. This is, in some ways, the end of the presentation. So I do think that this doesn't necessarily require a motion to approve, but we'll put that on the agenda for that, and it'll be a vote nonetheless. I think the rationale for the vote to approve is because we see right here in this penultimate slide that we agree with how they incorporated our feedback. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or very specific areas. All right. I feel like I've just maybe gone through this too fast, or it is a very short slide deck. It literally is four slides with the beginning and the end. So maybe it's not, maybe there's no error. No one's at fault.
It seemed like a very robust presentation at the housing work group, which was just a few weeks ago. Really good discussion. People got to ask questions. So I think that'll fill some time too.
Okay, good, good. I mean, hopefully they will go more in depth than that second to last slide about, like, this is how we incorporated all your feedback. Your feedback was this, and so we did that. And so that will obviously, we're not here just to try to create time, but we are here to have presentations that actually are not just quick run-throughs. All right, any feedback for Facente that you'd like me to pass on? Any questions? It'll be a very short meeting indeed. I feel TJ will be able to get out of here by 3:50.
Yeah.
My only question would be, I'm assuming that section that was highlighted in yellow will be filled out before the council meeting. Okay.
Currently under, yeah, let me read that out loud. I won't share screen again because it's a pretty straightforward one. It's in response to the HCPC feedback of accountability strategies are missing. And so the solution, there was no actual solution that was noted. What was noted was currently under discussion with SFDPH, DARA, to add before council meeting. So maybe I'll just even send out a little reminder that the Council of Affairs was looking forward to seeing what that looked like.
Oh, I have a quick question. This is for San Francisco or San Francisco EMA? The blueprint?
I think it was just San Francisco.
San Francisco, yeah. Okay. No, it's just San Francisco.
Okay, just confirming.
Good questions.
Yeah. So even though that is absolutely the case, good response that it was about San Francisco, it is important to keep in mind this particular slide, that this is specifically aligned with the state of California's strategic plan to end the syndemic. And so even though we should look at this as the sort of the local implementation, this blueprint is actually, in many ways, it's a state and local blueprint. Does that make sense? So like when a lot of this information was presented by Leroy, that's his name, was presented by Leroy, Leroy was literally talking about, this is what's happening. This is what we're doing at the state level. And so this presentation is about, well, this is how the local rollout. So the goals of this blueprint are certainly statewide, but as you can see with the partners here, we're looking at this specifically about, well, how will this look actually in San Francisco? Does that make sense, that kind of nuance?
Yes, and I also want to point out, welcome, Bill Bloom. Bill is here and may be able to answer some questions around that. So, Bill, just so you know, we just kind of caught a last question of, is this specific to San Francisco or is this broader? We said San Francisco, but as Mark eloquently put, it is very much in line with the state of California. So I imagine other jurisdictions, other IMSAs would be implementing similar. But Bill, I don't know if you have anything you wanted to add for clarification.
Sure. We jokingly call it the 4FER, because it meets a lot of different federal requirements. So the state gets money, and they disperse it to a number, directly to a number of different jurisdictions. And so they request that it rolls up to them. Then the EMAs that are not part of the state funding for EHE, there was a request that we align with them. And so we offered to do that. And then for HRSA-HAB, they are giving us the offer. The state asked them and if they could have this take the place of the integrated plan for Ryan White Part A. So both HRSA-HAB as well as CDC, because we were supposed to do joint planning for care and prevention, and there was a yes on that. So this is, and for us, it makes a lot of sense because it's not really helpful to have six different plans which say mostly the same thing. So it's part of our trying to get to one voice, which is Mark showed you there a bunch of different groups that also have plans. So it's an attempt to also align all those.
Great. That helps. Other questions? No. Well, great. Well, then last item, next meeting date and agenda. So the next Council Affairs Committee is scheduled for May 14th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Any other announcements?
Yeah, Mark? One more thing. I have a feeling that, let me open up the work plan here. I have a feeling for May, we will also, again, only have one presentation to look at because we have already looked at Kira's needs assessment report. So we will have the megatrends, which is a prevention and care combined presentation. So again, it might be a shorter kind of meeting. What has often happened with that presentation, if it has not been ready, is that Bill and Thomas or other iterations of representation have simply just come to the Council Affairs Committee and talked about particular themes that the council would like to see develop. So whether or not they actually have a presentation, that will certainly be a conversation at Council Affairs. But again, it might be the only thing that you're seeing.
Okay. Well, great.
So
well,
if people are interested, you know, historically we just do the presentation, and part of me wants to give you exciting new information because it is more of a conceptual rather than a data-driven thing. But if, you know, I already have the outline done. So if people have a passion, I could flash that across the screen, but I don't want to give away all my secrets before the May meeting. Those guys will put you to sleep. But if people want something addressed specifically, I'm happy to share the outline. Just let me know.
Well, I think I was just mentioning, like, Bill, when Dara presented at the Housing Work Group a few weeks ago, there was a lively discussion. I think there were some questions. Yes. And so I just mentioned there probably will be questions that will fill time. So I think more information, the better. So feel free to keep your secrets until the committee meeting. Okay. Well, great. Well, I think that's it, everyone. So meeting adjourned.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great facilitation.
Memo. Thank you.
'Hello. Hey, hi.
It's still recording.
Hey. Oh, thank you. let me stop that.